There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Who's good?
I can't believe T-Bone wouldn't play it again.
He's pissed that he almost got left off the song.
What a jerk.
Well, Tyler gets a mention.
I was like, oh my God, he's got it.
That's like the most predictable thing ever.
What's that? That you get the backhanded mention?
Yes. It's hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
Are you saying that predictable things are not funny? Like when I brought you the giveaway Yeti from the Masters, you didn't enjoy it because it was too predictable?
That wasn't predictable.
Did you get him a Yeti?
Floored.
Yeah.
I gave him a Yeti from with the station logo from one of our stations in the Augusta cluster.
Oh, is that what they have down there?
They have Yetis.
Oh, it's another little one, though?
Well, it's from
what
the kid.
What is with this company and our bosses here with little Yetis?
You think Thomas would know that?
Get a real Yeti. Get a big Yeti.
You think Mike Thomas would know that Tom works here now?
I don't know. Big Yeti.
That is a big Yeti. Like,
a 30-ouncer.
That's a lot in there. What would you drink?
Iced coffee every day.
But those are good. Yeah, those are good for the beach. Because you don't have to like keep refilling it up.
I have. I brought these on vacation with me.
Nothing worse than running out of ice.
For the all-inclusive, slip that bartender $20 and you say, just fill this
from now on.
Just fill this. Don't nice. Fill. Yeah. I don't need your plastic cups.
Just keep your plastic. Yeah. Save the environment.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeti eyes it. I've been very nice to the callers.
Everybody today. Here next week, by the way?
Yeah,
I'm here. Are you here?
Hardy's not.
Well, Hardy's away next week.
Hardy's going on a scuba diving trip next week. Aren't you getting away? No?
No.
Get the hell out of here?
No, the only one who goes, well, I went away last week. Katie will go away for a few days. The boy and I will have our own spring break adventures.
You can do it, that boy. You get him outside cleaning stuff up yet? Raking?
We'll do some chores. We'll have some fun, you know. A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down the pants. You know.
That's fun.
How's your dog doing?
Dog's great.
Yeah, good.
How's your dog?
Actually, fantastic. The last 24 hours.
He wants to talk dog now.
Huge breakthrough.
Didn't want to talk about it 3 days
ago. Huge breakthroughs. We're doing great.
Yeah, well, thanks to the private messages Marcy and I send back to your wife.
Well,
she's texting us separately because I think you're screwing that dog up. So we have to like give her her what.
I'm not screwing the dog up.
That's just what I'm hearing.
No, you're hearing wrong.
Okay.
You guys have a dog group chat?
You gotta have patience. That's all. Just have patience. We're gonna get there. Everyone relax.
Dog group chat.
Puppy pals?
Yeah, puppy pals.
Puppy pals.
Bentley
moved from one room to another yesterday.
You guys are pool pals.
We have pool pals. That's our pool company,
yep.
Pool pals.
Yep.
So we have a pool pal group chat that
Good luck
Zoe
getting
and I
in.
Are on.
Good luck getting him
talking
with
about
people.
Pools and things related to pools. Mm-hmm. I have a puppy one with Hardy.
Well, Zoe could be on the.
Where's our text chain? You and me.
What are you going to do? Like,
what's going to be our topic?
Really, I don't contribute anything.
Like, hey,
to
what are you? What do you want to do?
Now he's got the self-loathing thing.
Yeah, what do you want to do? A push-up?
Today?
What a push-up text chain?
So you want to be push-up pals?
How many push-ups you do today?
What did you get from Hardy at the Masters, Zoe?
Oh, what do you think I wanted?
Gifts?
Drinking cups.
I brought four cups home. I gave him two of them, one of each color. So now he and I each have two. It's like the broken heart necklace. He has half. I have half.
I got a tea flag, which I requested. I said, if you see one of those down there, pick that up for me.
Are the cups used?
Yeah.
Well, yeah but so
you don't wash them?
I washed
really
them.
Nice.
But really nice. Zoe, you want to hand wash those because the logo will come off
really nice.
After a while.
Thank you.
Do you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hand wash those.
Yep.
All right.
Gotcha.
What are you going to do?
I would not put these in the that thing.
Dishwasher?
Yeah.
The thing, you know, the thing, melt them.
What are you going to do with the flag, with the pin flag beetle?
Oh, I'm going to hang it up at some point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the flag.
I think you should install a flagpole there at the new compound and raise it up right below the American flag.
Maybe.
You put a POW ones up too. I like those.
Do you have one?
No.
Oh.
Do you have a flagpole?
No.
You have the space for
do
one.
You can certainly get one. If you have one, you have to do like you have to properly light it at night and everything.
Oh, you have to light the flagpole?
That's what they say.
Flag code, dude.
That's what the flag is. So there's a lot of different. We looked into it, and it's. Then you get installed light and a, you know, an outlet out there. Nah, I'm not going to do it. I do have one right, a stick right in the side of the house.
You have to light it for what? Low flying helicopters?
If you have proper flag, essentially.
Proper respect for the flag is to not have it out at night, is to always have the flag lit.
Well, call Sarge. He'll tell you.
We had a tall flagpole at the house when I grew up, and my dad, who enjoyed a few in the evening, would make us come outside and stand at attention while he lowered the flag at night.
You guys fold it?
I don't remember folding. I think he did it once just to show us how it was done, but I think he would just lower it and, you know, put it someplace respectful.
Well, at least it was lowered. He didn't leave it out at night. He took it in.
Well, on the nights when he remembered.
You okay over there?
Yep.
617-779-0985. We got plenty of calls. We need
sure
to
do.
Including Paul and Andover. Hey, Paul. Did I collect my pot, by the way, yet? I got to get my money. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Laying train tracks over there? What's
going on? So the guy who called in about Kellen Mond earlier, I feel like that's just such a tired argument. Mac Jones, if you put him on, like, any other team, I think he does just as good. That conversation's just, like, never had about, like, Joe Burrow last year, a guy who's going to have, like, five actual contributors on NFL offense. So just kind of wanted to see what you think about that. Why didn't we hear it last year with Joe Burrow, but we're hearing it now with Mac Jones?
You can't honestly believe that. That Mac Jones would be just as good on any team? Come on.
No.
That's not to say he's a bad player or isn't deserving of being a first-round pick.
Then put him in that Baylor offense when Stidham got his ass handed to him getting blitzed every play. You think he would have done well under those circumstances?
It's okay to say that, hey, he played with a great team with great players around him, and that made his job a little bit easier. And he looked a little bit better than maybe he would have on another team. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
That's not a put-down.
Overanalyzation of the position again. Here we were a month ago. We're debating whether he's a second rounder or is he going to get into the first round. Now it's third pick overall. I mean, that's what it is. Ooh, I got a
little doogie there. Get that out.
Hairball.
Andrew in Georgia.
Tyler,
Andrew.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good, Zoe. How are you?
Great.
Real quick, I was wondering about Justin Fields. Is there any concern the fact that he's played in the same offense with Adam Day, Urban Meyer, Tom Herman's offense, with that same one that produced Terrell Pryor, JT Barrett, Dwayne Haskins, and the fact that Ohio State quarterbacks have not had a lot of success in the NFL?
Yeah. Ryan Day. And I would say there would be some concern for me for that because you've listed those guys along with, you know, going back to Urban's days at Florida with Tim Tebow. You know, those guys are running wide ass open and those throws are easy and you lay the ball. Again, I don't know the details of that offense. I watch a kid play against good competition. I watch him battle, and he throws a damn good ball into tight holes, and he also has the ability to throw the deep ball and lay it.
I don't like holding an offense against a player. I don't.
Yeah.
Do you have the physical tools, and are you smart? Can you understand what it is we throw at you in a Zoom, right now, a Zoom meeting or a pre-draft meeting? Can you read a defense?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what you're looking at here when you come to the line of scrimmage? That matters more than whatever offense it was you were running or guys that came before you at a particular school. I get what he's saying, though. The offensive, the Ohio State guys are not good. Not good. Paulie's in the truck today, and he's got some feedback on the Zolak and Bertrand song.
Yes, yes, I do, boys. It was fun watching Zolak cut Tyler's face for him this morning. That was that was funny. The song, the best part of that song was the T-Bone being made a footnote. That was poetic justice. That was poetic justice. That hatchet man's always cut me off sooner rather than later.
He absolutely
and he
is.
What comes around goes around.
He
that
hates
was
you.
A perfect way to end that song. Yesterday I couldn't get through. Nothing, no better smell than the scent of a woman as she's breezing on by. And
can we stop this guy?
She's all sweaty. And
T-Bone
she hasn't
ended that one real quick.
Went from crop dusting woman,
a son of a woman, and she's walking by.
They're getting crop dusted by some fine filly,
and she rips a silent one
walking down the avenue. It's like you could tell she had salad for dinner last night. Watching a figure, a lot of roughage. Nothing better.
She smells like ranch dressing.
Kyle's in Framingham on the Bruins last night. Hey, Kyle, what do you got on Tuca?
Hey, listen. So I was listening to you guys yesterday, and you guys were telling one of you clowns was saying that Tuca's done. You think he can't be a franchise goalie. Let me tell you, he's a top five goalie in the league right now. Top five, guarantee it.
Who said he was done? He couldn't be a franchise goalie.
I know what I said yesterday is that if his back is a problem, he might not be effective or could conceivably be done here for the rest of the season and done in Boston as
a
result.
Yes.
Not done as a player.
He's not going to be done in Boston. He's going to win us the cup this year. I guarantee it.
Okay.
All right, clown.
Why didn't you guarantee it last year?
Can I start doing my... Can I go back to being me?
Did you make that guarantee in any of the last 10 years? Because it didn't happen. Actually, did you make that guarantee at any point in Tuca's career? Because it didn't happen. I don't know if you noticed. Tuca leading the team to the cup would be the first time that he's led them to the Stanley Cup, you know, to win it. He's been there. He was good in 20, what year are we in? 2019. I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah. Every once in a while, there will still be a mention of him leaving the bubble. And I think it was Bruce Cassidy yesterday who said something to the effect of
100% backed him.
Well, 100% backed him and all this stuff. It's like, and it was, you know, unfortunately, but we got past that pretty quickly. Like, do you have a T-bone?
There's an issue. Okay. There's an issue if you have to get past something.
We got past that pretty quickly. What the hell does that mean?
That's weird.
Do you 100% back his decision to leave? Or was it something that you had to get
over? Cassidy's
you had to
always,
get over pretty quickly.
Cassidy's always been wishy-washy on this. From day one, it's like, yeah, we talked to Tuca. It's not an emergency. Okay. He wanted that out there. Remember that in the summer?
T-Bone's got it. Yeah. Listen.
You know, Tuca had a personal issue last year. We backed him up 100%. You know, it was an unfortunate timing for the Bruins, but family comes first. So we moved on from that in a hurry. You know, the previous year, he went to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals and arguably our best player throughout the playoffs.
We moved on from it in a hurry.
Yeah. He's great. He's the best goaltender. If he's healthy, he gives you your best chance to win it. I'm one of the people who do believe that you can win a Stanley Cup with Tuukka Rask. And I know it's a point to argue on, but I think, yes, he is perfectly capable of being the goaltender on a Stanley Cup winning team. However, don't try and convince me, you know, then over the last 6-7 months or even now that it was no big thing to anybody on that team when still here at this point, you still hear Bruce Cassidy say something like, we moved on from that pretty quickly. Moved on from what?
Moved on from it in a hurry. Moved on from it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a poor choice of words.
Clown.
Maybe it wasn't. 617-779-0985. More on Bill Belichick's day yesterday. He had a great day. Guy just absolutely crushed it. Bill Belichick.
He was feeling good about himself.
Oh, you should have. Should be feeling great. We'll get to that. More of your calls coming up next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Bill Lavie and Bertrand, sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Little piece of Patriots news for you. J.C. Jackson has signed his restricted free agent tender, which means he's back with the Patriots for $3.384 million. He'll be an unrestricted free agent following the season.
Fear the turtle. Love it. Good.
He put the signing of his contract on Instagram.
So, is he like signing on the ground? It's like kneeling down.
While writing, this bleep is a blessing.
I need to take one of those in about 8 minutes.
And I'm blessed to now know that.
Yep.
Hashtag blessed.
Yep.
Right?
Hashtag blessed.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag blessed. That's what it is.
Hey, good. Lock him up.
617-779-0985. Yesterday, Bill Belichick had a press conference on Zoom. What a waste of time. What an absolute waste of time.
Boy, fucker, Matt's right for not caring out live, huh?
I mean, so smart to say, no, we're not doing that.
Well, we are the Beyond Dumb 10 to 2 show.
Agreed.
That's why we
agreed.
That, we got
me
that
thinking that Bill Belichick was going to say anything of real substance.
Right.
Or be pressed on matters of real substance, the return of Cam Newton.
Those guys knew.
The five different guys from the organization looking at Justin Fields. Those are football questions. I understand the desire for there to be a question about Tom Brady. We've gotten emails and tweets on that today. How does he not get asked about Brady? Well,
I think we're past that, though.
I think it should be asked, but I that's not what I personally was in it for.
I'm more concerned of how he's fixing it.
So that is an appropriate question. And if you're a fan, you want that question asked. You're right for feeling that way. I'm just speaking for myself personally. I'm more interested in the team still here in New England and what happens with the Patriots going forward. You know, like who's the quarterback going to be?
That's
sort of an important thing, isn't it?
It's the question
who's
of the offseason.
Quarterback?
As good as they were in free agency and the amount of money it was spent, the number one question still isn't answered. Who's the quarterback?
Hey, Bill, even if you're a Cam defender or you're not a Cam defender, if you don't like Cam, you should all want that question answered because we know Cam did not have a great year and the team didn't have a great year. So if you're a Cam defender, you would like to hear Bill say, well, we brought him back because we think he can be a lot better. And we think that with the guys we've signed to put around him, he's our starter and he's going to be a lot better this coming year. That's what the Cam defenders would want to hear. And the people that don't want him would want Bill to say, well, we haven't settled on who our quarterback is for 2021. There's information there that no matter what your opinions are, as a fan, you might want to hear an answer to.
He was asked about Cam yesterday. It's the first time when asked directly about Cam where in every other instance throughout the past year, has gone over the top to support him and defend him. And he just went directly to the team. We're trying to just get better as a team. That's all. He could have really went over top on Cam yesterday, and he chose not to. So, tells me they might not be done.
You know, every time he was asked about the starter last year in season, Cam's the starter. Why not ask him if that's still true? Hey, Bill, throughout the course of the season, you said repeatedly that Cam was your starting quarterback. Is he still the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots for 2021?
Or that time when you told us to stop asking, does that still apply?
Does that still apply?
Are we allowed to ask?
The question was not why did you re-sign Cam or is Cam the starting quarterback, but it was related. Who is this, Giardi, that asked the Cam question? The closest thing to the bone here with this question.
Based on what you guys did this offseason, sort of an unprecedented spending spree for this organization, the way you spent on offense, is that an indication that you feel like what you surrounded Cam with last year wasn't enough to highlight what Cam brought to the table?
Yeah, well, again, the process this offseason was to, as it always is, to try to improve the team and to try to do everything we can to make ourselves as competitive as we can this year, which is what we try to do every year. So, you know, we had several years in free agency where we were, you know, one of the least cash spending teams in the league. And then this year that changed and balanced it off. And so that's really what you have in the NFL, teams that don't spend and spend, teams that spend and their years when they don't spend. So.
And I know what's going on in that question. We talked about it earlier. Bill Belichick has Jedi mind tricked people into trying to ask the question in a way that tricks Belichick into saying something. That's what that one is. He's trying to bait him into saying Cam's the starter without asking, is Cam the starter? And that's all on Bill. That's why Bill's a boss. That's why he, as an NFL head coach, can go in and do a press conference for 20 plus minutes yesterday and really say absolutely nothing and respond to absolutely nothing and take no follow-ups. Thank you, COVID. Bill loves COVID in that regard. No, I don't even have to take the follow-up. No follow-ups. Mute him. Mute. You're shut off. No, Volan, you may not have a follow-up. No. What a epic waste of time. And you're right. That's why I said earlier, stupid me for falling into that trap of thinking yesterday, wow, they've done significant scouting of Justin Fields and this is the pre-draft press conference.
It is.
So maybe they talk about just in generalities that
the draft.
You know, we're taking a good look because that kid had a great college career. Not saying we love him or we're drafting him. Just, yeah, an acknowledgement of just what we know they're up to. Anything. Nothing. An acknowledgement that they re-signed Cam Newton. Did he even acknowledge that they re-signed Cam Newton? And then
he didn't even say Cam.
I didn't think he brought up Cam's name once.
Yeah. I think the contract speaks for itself.
The stories of the offseason were the spending of the money and Cam Newton.
Yeah. Slater's making more.
Yeah. And he played off the spending of the money, too, with a total fraud comment. Like, oh, you know, some years you spend, some years you have the money, some years you don't. First time he's ever done this, the team has ever had the offseason that they had. And it's like, yeah, no big deal. Nothing even happened there. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see.
Well, if you've been following along, this is the first season in several. They haven't been in cap jail. So now they're out of cap jail. They can spend.
So if the team's record was, give me a record. Give me a good record. 11-5, 12-4 last year. Would they spend a quarter of a billion dollars in free agency?
No.
If Tom Brady were still the quarterback of the New England Patriots, would they be spending $250 million
in free agency? No moves.
I'm just wondering. I mean, if it's just on a cycle and sometimes you have the money and sometimes you don't, that would be true. If you had drafted well for the previous five seasons, would you be outspending that kind of money in free agency because you just happen to have it? Has there been any other example of you just having this kind of money available and spending it in your entire time? Two plus decades now in New England. Can you provide another example? No. But instead, that's just cycles. Sometimes you spend, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't.
Nothing out of the ordinary here. Just ho-hum, another offseason in Foxborough.
Yep. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
But good for you for some of you wanting that Tom Brady question asked. I know he wouldn't answer it, but at least, you know, if you're really pissed about Brady's departure and winning in Tampa Bay.
Even a Gilmore question would have been nice.
It's something on Gilmore. Yeah. Thank you, Zoe. Yeah. There you are, Zoe. I knew you had one in you.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore, what's his status? Will he be a part of the team this year?
I think he might.
Maybe Zoe asked those hard-hitting questions.
I was going to say, this is difficult for Zoe because he is torn between what Bill told him
because in that crew.
What Bill told him privately yesterday and now pretending like he doesn't know the answers to those questions and what questions he would have liked to ask.
We talked Mel and LaCrosse
off the record. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, he did. He brought it up. Yep.
And what did you have to add to that conversation?
I said, is the head coach friends with Dave Petromala? He's very good friends with Bill. He's John Hopkins. Bill looked at me like crazy. He's like, that's Hopkins and Maryland. What are you, crazy? It's like us and the Jets.
Idiot. We're
friends.
How about this one? How about another one that didn't make it in? Hey, Bill, your players put out a statement through the NFLPA that they're not showing up for OTAs. What do you think of that?
Did you ask him, Zoe?
Please. Zoe is in the state media, state-run media department like you wouldn't believe.
Zoe thought these questions were harsh.
That's a different role. You know, he's a team broadcaster.
It's a different role.
No one can trust your interviews.
Standard questions.
No one can trust your interviews with Bill on the team-produced TV shows.
We were just happy it was in person because we thought it was going to be through Zoom. Well, so let's go outside. Let's do this one-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do you collect the check directly from the team?
Yeah.
What a waste of time in this
interview. It's not a waste of time. His interviews are good. I love the Bellestrator. I love all that stuff.
What he asks or is set up and pre-scripted.
It's a team product.
If it was a Bruins pregame show or a Red Sox pregame, what do you think Tom Karen's going to ask Alex Cora?
Zoe's feeding his family there, right?
What do you think Jim Rice is going to ask Alex Cora? Like, come on.
I get it. Hey, you're doing what's best. You take care of Bill, and he'll take care of you with the off-the-record info through the intermediaries. Okay. Like, that's what goes on here. Hey, Bill, about that statement, your guys say they're not showing up. You think they're going to show up or not? What's going to happen next Monday, the start of OTAs, 4 days from now? What do you got on that?
I think they'll know who's in the building or not. I think they'll know. They have key cards.
He owned everybody. That's Bill. He's a boss. No wonder you said he was in a great mood yesterday. This is why. This press conference put him in a great mood.
Playing soccer out there. It's fun.
He put him in a fabulous mood. Do you think they started a timer when it started behind the scenes? Like, no. Up on the wall? Like, hey, set the clock to 22 and a half minutes. That's all I'm giving them. No follow-ups, and then we end this, baby.
Yes.
Thank you, Zoom.
Yeah. Because there was there was traffic yesterday.
Yeah. There was traffic.
He was waiting on me. He never waits on me. I usually have to be there waiting on him.
Yeah. Wasn't a tea time. Hey, I got to get out and, I don't know. Kick the soccer ball around. See you guys.
Tractor trailer yesterday.
See you guys. See you later.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Zo.
Thank you.
Any thoughts on this? 617-779-0985. The telephone number. We'll get to your thoughts. Phone lines open. We'll do it next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why does it seem that the pocket passer is sort of losing its luster?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, John. How you doing?
Good.
The way you look at the position, it's you're open to one guy versus one style versus maybe another style.
I was wondering if you could just touch on Julian Edelman, his retirement recently.
When you're selecting a player there, do the off-field makeups and the way he'll fit into your locker room also incorporate themselves into the decision?
Would you ever be willing to, based on your draft grades, quote-unquote overdraft?
Hey, Bill, I'm curious about the so-called in-game adjustments to a draft.
If I could just quickly add on.
Try to limit your questions to one question rather than the follow-ups.
A quick follow-up. I apologize, Stacey. We don't get too many opportunities with you, Bill.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good, Dan. How about you?
No complaints.
That's good. We don't want to hear him anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my. The whole thing was comical.
Jesus, Roach.
Absolutely comical and a complete waste of time. What a waste. What are we doing here? So, I don't know. I'm not even mad at Bill about it. Like, what a boss. Call him daddy.
Just to because
he owns.
Just reasserting himself.
He controls the whole situation.
Still reminding people.
Yeah. I'm not going to rip Bill. Like, oh, Bill, why don't you say him enough? He doesn't have to.
Everyone's to take it.
Right? Controls the whole thing. He controls it all. The puppet master. Bill Belichick.
No complaints. I want to hear him anyway.
Steven Attleboro. What do you got, Steve?
Gentlemen, good morning. Or afternoon, rather. Hey, Zo, were you going for the Logan Mankins look on Kyler?
Good one. See, the problem is, when I started to shave him, it looked so thick and full. But when you actually get down to the base, it's pretty spotty underneath there. So I wanted to go full Fu Man on him.
How dare you?
Well, listen. My question to you guys is this, more so you, Zo. Would you think it would be so bad to use a second-round pick on a second-tier quarterback like Trask or the guy from Stanford?
No, that'd be great.
Then doing the next best thing with the first pick, maybe restocking the linebackers, because let's face it, or corner, because let's face it, next year, chances are Gilmore or Hightower probably won't be there. Then you're left with, you know, key positions out. That you're going to need good players again.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, we've sort of discussed that. Drafting for 2022 as opposed to 2021, but the same could be true of quarterbacks. You're not drafting your quarterback for 2021. Yeah. You'd be doing it for 2022 and beyond.
I mean, it was Trevor Lawrence and everybody else this time last year. And nobody was really even a blip on the radar. You knew who Mac Jones was. You didn't think Mac Jones would fly boards like this. We knew who Justin Fields was. Go back a year. None of these guys we thought would be 1, 2, 3, 4 off the board. Unprecedented. You know, and there could be another 4 next year sitting there. So I go defense round 1. Yeah, I stock your defense up. That's how you win ball games. Playing good defense. So it keeps you in games.
They don't have a good enough defense right now.
That could be better. Sure. I mean, we don't know if Gilmore's back, but we hope so.
Feels like he's back.
Yeah.
Speaking of those 2022 concerns, here's Greg Bedard, BostonSportsJournal.com, on that very item.
If you're looking for the draft in and being one of these draft Knicks that are like, oh, you know, because you'll hear the Mel Kuipers and what have you be like, well, they have a need here. Well, that's great and all, but, you know, Bill Belichick doesn't care about what his needs are right now. What he does most of the time is draft with a heavy eye on the following year or the following couple of years. And when you look at the roster for next year, it's a concern, and concern in a couple of different ways. First of all these free agents that they sign have to work out. If they don't, then it becomes even more of a problem. Now you're talking more dead money. You have to go in a different direction. These are the major contributors that we expect for this year that are not under contract for next year. Stephon Gilmore, Devin McCourty, Trent Brown, Dante Hightower, Cam Newton, J.C. Jackson, Adrian Phillips, Isaiah Wynn. They have to pick up his fifth-year option or not. If they don't, he's a free agent. Juwan Bentley, Sony Michel is another fifth-year option decision. If they don't pick it up, he's an unrestricted free agent next year. And James White. Like, that's... You know, Nick, I don't know how you feel about it, but that's a pretty sizable core of your team right there.
Okay, we're not going to get to Nick's comments, but we're going to stick with what Bedard said. T-Bone likes that. There's some truth in all of that, but it applies to quarterback too, and Greg brings it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guys there that he names, a lot of starters on this roster that are not under control or under contract, more specifically for 2022. He's describing a situation in which you really should want to maximize the year, no? Got to get the best out of this roster before some of those guys are gone.
That's my point, too. Like, are they really going to want to get a young guy and build with, like, Aguilar? Like, what's Aguilar going to look like in 2 or 3 years, you know? You get paying all these guys all this money now, these two tight ends.
This should be a win-now type of year.
I think the window's now, yes. Yes, that's off the mat. I want to get back and win now quickly.
Okay,
want the better.
One of the positions he brought up was running back, and we had a caller yesterday that suggested they look at running back, and we sort of brushed it off.
Not in the first round.
Let's get back into that a little bit. 617-779-0985 on this Friday. Everything is in the mix, whether it be the Red Sox. Milliken's here. He's ready. Oh, he's always ready to talk baseball with you. He got his beard shaved today. The Patriots, as they go into the draft. And the Bruins from last night. We'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Redeal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Looking ahead at the running back position for the Patriots beyond this year, it is what? Damian Harris, and that's it. Right? Is that sort of where the team stands going forward?
Yep, right now.
What's the sure bet right now, if you had a guess for not this season, but the one after?
I don't know. I mean, it's Damian Harris plus whoever they get. They could also pick up a veteran. I know Giovanni Bernard's out there, too.
I'm talking about going into next year.
Right, right,
for
right.
For the long term.
Get the kid Najee Harris from Alabama. Sort of that Harris-type back. Nice to have that 1-2 punch, boy. Like,
do you think there's any chance that they look, not in the first round, right? Not in the first round, but second round, they start thinking about, all right.
I mean, Sony's still there.
Like, there's a good running back there. Do like, we take him?
I don't know. At the end of the year.
Of course there's possibility, but I mean, you want to see people's heads explode.
You know they value running backs on rookie contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Well, Sony got a little kick in his ass at the end of the year. I mean,
They've drafted Lawrence Maroney in the first round. They've drafted Sony Michel in the first round. They had the Ridley Vereen year.
Ridley Vereen year, right.
And they've done it right. I mean, they tend to have to reset
at that position every so often. Yeah.
James White, tight ends. James White got an extension, which is at that position on this team after being drafted as a running back by Bill Belichick, not the most frequent thing to have happen.
Right. No, but I still think of him as much as a receiver as
exactly.
I do a running back.
Exactly. His versatility is what Bill loves.
Yeah.
And he's also not big money.
Well, he's Nils, too.
Yeah.
He's not going to F up. Yeah, you can trust him.
But what did he get here? 1 year deal.
Yeah.
1 year fully guaranteed. Good for him.
No, they have work to do there. Bernard's right on that front.
It's not
a position
they should address.
It's a position
15,
nobody's talking about. No one really wants them to sort of go all in.
I think that's what's going on. I think that's why you and I were so quick to brush that caller off, whether it was yesterday or the day before.
But I look at it because of now. But like, if we're going to sit here and talk about 2 years or three years down the road, then yes, then that's in play. As you know, Greg did say, you know, Bill's pretty good at looking, you know, 2 years down the road.
Hard to imagine if they draft a running back at 46.
It might happen. 46 wouldn't be a big deal. 46 wouldn't be that big a deal.
They go defense in the first round.
Say they go defense in the first round, trade up into the last part of the first round, then get another back. That's where people would go nuts. And he still didn't address quarterback.
Right, where, you know, Trask and Mond are on the board, and they decide to take a pass. Because they need to draft a running back.
Alcorn State.
They go into the year with Cam Newton and Jarrett Stidham, and they drafted a running back in the second round. How's that going to play? I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
Are we okay with that? Are we okay if that happens? Noah in Westfield, are you okay if that happens?
I don't think it is, boys, for the sole reason that most of the time when Bill drafts those guys, they normally have that first year as like a redshirt year. Similar to what Damian Harris does, and that's why I called in today, is I think Damian Harris is the guy. I mean, he's 24 years old, averaged over 10 yards a carry last year.
Yep.
And I'm not a big pro football focus guy, but he was rated like the number one running back.
Oh, no, we love that guy. Everyone in this room loves Damian Harris. It's just a matter of he can't be your only back.
No,
the Patriots like having versatility in their backfield.
Who was the remember Hill? They had Hill, who had a really good preseason and then blew his knee out.
I would say
like
no.
What about J.J. Taylor? He's a guy young, kind of like James White, a little bit younger, but that receiving back.
Kind of small, though. He would, in essence, become that future James White. They need another battering ram.
Danny Woodhead.
You need another battering ram. He can't do this for 17 games.
I love J.J. Taylor.
Seriously.
You're going to ask. Number one fan club member of the J.J. Taylor fan club.
He's got some, you and Reese, you got some scoots there. Yeah.
Man.
But Harris can't handle this for 17 games.
No, he also can't play every
down. It's attrition. You need two big backs. You need two physical backs.
Yeah, it's not about who's the guy. I mean, I hope Damian Harris is that guy, but who else is in that backfield? You need, you know, bodies, people, players.
Sorry.
Shaughnessy. There you go.
That's Shaughnessy.
Da-da-da-da-da. Send.
How about when he opened his Coke can right on air?
Who's that?
Shaughnessy would open his Coke can.
He always had that cup he would bring around. Sort of like those cups you have there from the Masters.
Always tap it when you have something. Good to see.
Let me see get my Jewish calendar out here.
You miss him, don't you?
Yeah.
Misses him. You can tell. You do, just a little bit. Just a little bit. I can sense it. 617.
I do. I contacted him, yeah.
Oh, you contacted him.
Yep. Text him. Hey, Dan, how you doing? On some stuff. We've been going back and forth on some stuff. Miss you too.
What have you guys talked about?
Yeah, just some stuff. Dan's doing some digging on some stuff. Not like heavy stuff. Like just like,
hey, let me pick your brain on this.
Yeah, all right. Okay, let me pick your brain on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, miss the delivery. I miss his musk. Miss his smell.
Mm.
He didn't have a smell to him. He always had like those old jackets.
Well, I can tell you the UMass fans are not exactly embracing his apology.
No.
I don't know what to tell him.
Hmm.
I almost feel like UMass coverage in the Globe is now like going overboard.
Snowing pretty heavily there this year.
For all the criticisms of the program. Shaughnessy writing about it. Kevin Cullen writing about it. Another story today on Greg Carville. Andrew Mahoney, who's done a very nice job covering the rise of the Minutemen. Greg Carville, head coach of the University of Massachusetts hockey team. A friend of the show. Quite frankly, friend of the show. Came on when you weren't here.
I heard that.
It's nice. It was nice.
Oh, it was nice.
It was nice.
Nice.
It's a nice little conversation we had.
COVID bragger.
COVID bragger.
He almost jinxed himself. Well, we've been pretty damn good handling things.
Right. Not another team in the nation could probably say that.
Have you?
Haven't had those positive tests. Whoops.
I'd be a jerk to the caller. I go back to
can I collect my $5?
I didn't do it.
By the way,
for what? I didn't do it.
No, because I don't think both T-Bone and I think he didn't do it that first time.
Okay, well then refund the money. It's over.
You blew up the contest by alerting him to it, so everybody gets their dollar back.
I didn't do it.
All right,
you know I didn't do it.
Okay,
because I spoke before the caller spoke.
Well, we're gonna have a pool behind your back maybe every day going forward.
Okay. About various things. Different thing every day.
I'd be better.
But when you've like been better today, you've almost been mocking the idea of being better.
That's not mocking the actual caller, though. That's me mocking.
You're mocking being mocked.
I'm mocking the situation.
Yeah, well, that's not helpful.
But that's not mocking the caller. The debate
either.
Was.
That's not helpful.
Oh, the callers get pissed and you go.
Is it constructive?
It's Jim and Ding. Oh, hey, Jim. Like, oh, you're mocking the caller.
There's also a divide happening in terms of. the listeners who support you mocking the callers, and those who think you're a complete
fewer
jackass.
Fewer and further between.
What's that?
Said those ones are fewer and further.
But they do exist. There are people that do enjoy you doing that.
Well, of course there are.
Okay. Malcolm had a couple of things on Twitter for everyone. Oh, there it is. Saying number
like
one,
ding.
Tyler, you look 100 times better, according to Malcolm. I think you were tagged on this. Then he says, Scott, when you interject with some comment snark, just do it. You do it just as the caller gets on. You screw them up, and it's not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So your timing,
Scott,
okay, Mom,
Scott, your timing is not good. You're watching the replay now.
See, did you see how patchy it is underneath? It looked like it was so Hardy's like, you're gonna have to cut it because it's gonna be real thick. It was not thick under there.
The video of shaving Tyler looks like it was done at a car show.
He enjoyed it way too much. That's Jim Lau's setup down there. Like
no
Jim,
babes though.
Jim being corporate now, like we have to have the right backdrop. We got to have the right. He's got a flag around him.
No koozies.
How many months did it take to grow that beard?
Almost 2 months. Not that long.
Oh, okay. You're fine.
You're fine.
You're better off without it.
Thank you.
Come in with a mohawk next.
Maybe get the haircut. Get the grooming done. Then we'll have to go get him his new suit.
Oh, yeah. Golf outfit or something.
Still
golf
need shirts. My new suit.
Well, yours is coming from, what's his name?
Lenny. Lenny's getting him slacks.
Gibley's.
No.
Oh, Lenny's getting Hardy slacks.
Yeah, the collar.
Oh, that's right.
Gibley's.
Gibley's up in Andover.
Yeah, Gibley's owes you
Danvers.
A suit.
Gibley. It's not my name.
Have they called you to set up your fitting?
If she
I think
calls,
he's still simmering his tripe.
If Dilly calls, I can have fun with her, right?
Yes,
Dilly.
Headlines here in 90 seconds. Fourth and final hour on a Friday is next.
I'm Ken.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180weightloss.com.